We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Theo, I thought you were here yesterday. Weren't you on the air already yesterday? What are you doing back here today?
I'm back. I was over there with Tiki and Tierney.
So why are you here 2 days in a row?
Well, you know, good work and good voices are hard to find. That's why
are you trying to get in this business?
Yeah, you retired and they brought you back.
Yeah, well, you know, it happens. But I mean, hey, you retired and came back, didn't you?
What's that?
Didn't you retire and come back?
No, I need to.
You did? Oh, you want to make a football comeback?
I should. It's not like I can't.
My producer told me you want to get – you look like you're in shape to play. I know that. I would never count you out. After that Super Bowl performance, I would never count you out.
You need to be a GM then. You need to be an owner.
Yeah, well, listen, I don't know. I don't know if you can still actually, you know, get separation on a line of scrimmage or anything. You know, getting old. How old are you?
Age is nothing but a word.
It's more than that. You know that. Everyone has to pay the father time. You know that. But let's not talk about that. Are you trying to get in this business?
Perhaps. You got a job for me?
No, I'm not asking. I don't have a job for you, but tell me, are you trying to get it?
Yeah, I mean, if it's the right platform for me to thrive under and obviously me to learn, then yeah, I mean, I have no problem.
Did I hear, now I was away yesterday because I had to do a charity event that I had committed to while I was...
Were you at the BTIG as well?
No, I was at Catholic... telecare, they have a Catholic network, and I was doing their fundraiser yesterday. And I had agreed to do that when I was not working, so I had to keep my word. So that's why I wasn't here yesterday.
I think you were avoiding
someone. I didn't know you were coming. But you know what I heard last night?
Someone said
to me that you said you were going to pay some people back with your Hall of Fame speech. Did you say that? Are you going to go after people with your Hall of Fame speech?
They alluded to something.
That's what someone told me yesterday. You said that.
I didn't say that.
Okay. You didn't say that.
No.
Okay.
Everybody's expecting me to go up there and go ham just like Michael Jordan did in
Is that going to be what you're going to do? No.
No, I may take a few shots here.
Take the high road.
No, I'm not. What's that? Well, I don't know the road to. I don't know the address to that road.
Why not? Take the high road. You're getting in the Hall of Fame.
Now, if that's the case, we're going to talk about high road. Those people that didn't put me in 2 or 3 years ago, then they should have taken the high road.
I agree with that. That's fair. So why is it the voters?
So why is the onus on me to take the high road now?
Who would you want to go after if you could, like, give me the top three? Who's the three people you'd want to go after?
I don't really have anybody to go
after. Okay, so you're not mad at anybody?
Nah. Okay. I'm cool.
Hey, you're going into the Hall of Fame. What does it mean to be going into the Hall of Fame?
I don't know yet.
You know you're going in.
Yeah.
When they told you the news, what was your reaction?
Oh, I was at home in L.A.
Were you excited?
No, not really. I was excited. I mean, my best word that I've used is bittersweet. And I say that, obviously, we know the bitter part. But the sweet part is really I get to share this moment with the people that play really pivotal roles for me to be who I am today. And number one, that's my grandmother who raised me and my mom. And you think about my family members, everybody that sacrificed.
Are they living?
My grandmother is not.
Okay, so she can't see it, but your mother can go to the event.
Oh, yeah, she's
going to
be there.
So that's a big day for your mother.
I was more moved by being inducted into the Alabama Sports Hall of Fame last weekend.
Really?
Yeah, I was.
And but think about it. 1% of the players don't make the Hall of Fame. That's an amazing achievement when you realize you go in and 99% of the players never make the Hall of Fame.
Right, and I never thought I was going to make it, and that was never really on my bucket list, I guess, or my goals. Everything that I've done, Mike, it has been because of pure hard work, my desire, my dedication and discipline to the sport, to my craft. I didn't know that I was going to be the receiver that I became. When I left high school going to college, I didn't even know I was going to Tennessee Chattanooga. I thought I was going to UT Knoxville. I thought I was going to the Vols. And again, everything just kind of started to unfold when I got there after my second year. And then when I got drafted in 96 to the Niners, again, I had no idea I was going to play beyond the collegiate level. That really wasn't on my radar because I played basketball. I was just over there at Tegan and Tierney. I played basketball, 3 years basketball at Chattanooga as well. And my sports information director, they asked me not to play. They was like, dude, you know you got a chance to play at the next level. And I told them, I was like, yo, if it's in God's will for me to play at the next level, then it'll happen whether I play basketball or not. So I had more, my dream was really to play basketball. I had more fun playing basketball than I did even football at Chattanooga.
Were you a better basketball player than a football player?
I was. I tried to convince those guys over there.
That's going to be hard to believe, anyone, because you were a great football player.
If you would have seen me play football and seen me play basketball in high school.
What position did you play?
You would have totally agreed with me.
What position did you play?
In basketball?
Yeah.
Forward. Yeah. I wasn't a ball handler.
What, 6 foot four?
I'm like 6'3". Yeah, almost 6'4".
Okay. So you're playing forward, small forward, right?
Right.
You a good shooter?
Yeah, I mean, I developed the game. I wasn't even a good route runner. I wasn't even a good receiver in high school or college, but I developed into one. So it's the same thing I would have done, it would have made the same work ethic apply to me becoming a basketball player.
You know what's a big residual effect of being in the Hall of Fame?
I'm listening. What is it?
It's like a license to print money your whole life.
Well, you know,
you make money being in the Hall of Fame because you can always sign stuff. You can always
absolutely.
So it actually is like an annuity being in the Hall of Fame because you do get money from a lot of things your whole life.
Right, but if it comes to me choosing money over my family and friends,
yeah,
I'm gonna choose my family.
But it's not a choice because it doesn't impact them if you're in or not. So just getting in is a great honor. Yeah, I think embrace it that way. I think it's a great deal being in. You'd rather be in than out. Why not?
Right? No doubt about it. Let me say that first and foremost. Right. It's an absolute honor.
Absolutely.
You know, to be in the
and
Hall
you should
of Fame.
Look at it that way. I really think so because you know what? Very few guys get in.
No, absolutely.
You know, there's
fortunate.
A lot of great receivers that aren't in the Hall of Fame.
I'm very fortunate, and I think again when you look at my body of work. I should have been in 3 years ago.
I don't disagree. I don't disagree with that.
Yeah.
So I think that's fair.
I'm very.
So tell me, what do you want to do? You want to be a broadcaster now? Now that you have had a, you know, hang it up? You want to be a broadcaster?
I don't really know. I never really officially retired. I think I can do a number of things. You know, I think the sky's the limit for me. You know what I mean?
Okay.
I definitely feel like I have a face for TV.
Okay.
You know what I mean? And for radio, for that matter. Some people don't. You know what I mean? So I feel like I can I possess both. So, you know, wherever I can find the right platform for
could you
me
have
to
a coach?
Thrive. What's that?
Could you have a coach?
Coach, yeah.
Would you like to coach?
No.
You got to put in a lot of hours.
Oh, no.
No, you wouldn't be a coach?
No, sir.
Okay, yeah. You're too smart to be a coach. Assistant coaches put in a lot of hours.
Man, I know.
A lot of hours.
I mean, a lot of coaches had to coach me. So I know the hours that they had to put in. You know, just for me to really progress as a receiver, really just learning coverages. Learning different routes, we talked about it over there earlier, just really trying to perfect the receiver position because I didn't really, I wasn't groomed coming out of UT Chattanooga. You know, I was raw, I was green. I didn't know how to get off bump and run. I didn't know how to separate. I just really used my physical strength to get
what
open.
What coach helped you the most in your career?
Probably my first 2 year receiver coaches. That's Larry Kirksey.
Right.
And then they had a coaching change and they fired a lot of people. And then Coach Stewart, who was my special teams coach, he became the receiver coach. And he helped me tremendously. And he was a guy that was always in my ear. He was in my corner. And he's a guy, he didn't sugarcoat anything. If he thought I was doing something wrong, even whatever the situation was, he would let me know. It's like, yo, T, you're wrong. You need to do this. You need to do that. And so those guys gave me the utmost confidence to continue what I was doing, despite, you know, whatever the media, you know, however the media portrayed me. Because we knew exactly, he knew exactly what was going on in the locker room.
Well, listen, congratulations on the Hall of Fame. We're talking, of course, to Terrell Owens, who was here yesterday and has been making the rounds, I guess, again today. And how about this?
I came back in here to meet you.
Well, I appreciate it. That's very nice.
We always talk
and I'm
going
to go to break now and we'll talk. But let me say this. If you're interested in getting into this business, when football season starts in August, come back and you can do a day with me. How about that? You want to do that?
Sure, yeah, absolutely.
No problem. How's that? You want to do that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I got to take a break because I'm behind on my commercials. Terrell Owens back after this.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.